Hello, how are you doing? How are you liking Love is Blind UK? OMG. I mean, it's so interesting the cultural differences between America and the UK when you look at the straight up camaraderie and the support, which I've already mentioned before, but I just Unlike episodes 1 and 2, I rewatched episode 3/fast-forwarded past it a second time, and I'm like, the support of the cast members just blows my mind. They're all competing together, but they just show so much love and support, and I am so pissed that we don't get to see more people dating in the pod. Do you know how Love is Blind F's with us? Every single season, they have couples, they get engaged, sometimes two couples. I think two, if not three, on some seasons get engaged, and we don't see a damn thing. Not a single date, not a single interaction. Like the one girl who talks to Maria all the time and is really supportive, she's so cute. Like, and then one of them is just straight up gorgeous model, you know, the one with the curly hair, like to her ass. So they have some bad bitches up in this cast, and we don't get to see their dates. And then with the men are definitely not as good looking as the women in the cast, but I'm waiting for Netflix to show, to like create a show of all the couples dating that we did not see. We really do deserve it. It's like a lot of these couples don't make it. They, as in, they don't get married. Somebody says no. So why the hell can't we see other couples that don't survive? I'm waiting at Netflix. Anyways, last episode, I had a long ass intro, which is very unlike me. Right now it is 11:23 p.m. I am laying in bed, really hopeful that the sheets of my bed will not make noise because those are the type of sounds that come across extremely loud when you're recording something. So let's get to it. Let me get to my notes. So we have the beginning of the episode, we have Benaiah telling Nicole that Sam ain't no good, that Sam ain't shit, that he's not there for the right reasons. And Benaiah is so torn about this. And it's like he wants to be loyal to Sam, but he cares about Nicole's well-being more than he wants to be loyal to Sam. And it's like, you just met this douchebag. Like, why? Try to protect him. Try to protect Nicole. What Benaiah did was so sweet. And I've said this before about, I think, Love is Blind, a previous season. Without fail, every single season of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette that I have seen, where a contestant tells The Bachelor or The Bachelorette that somebody ain't no good and they're there for the wrong reasons and they're an asshole when they're not behind their back and they're not a good person. I have never, ever seen the person who snitches actually make it past like that current round or the next round. It's for whatever reason, I don't know why. It's like these people hate being told that someone is shady, and it's like they're pissed and resentful, and they take it out on the messenger every single time. I've seen this happen probably at least half a dozen times. It's so odd. It's like, this is not a game. You don't have to try to prove somebody right. Maybe listen to what people are telling you. Just maybe. So then, when Benaiah gets back to the men's quarters, Sam asks him, "Did you have a good date, mate?" And Sam is like, "Yeah, it was good." And then Sam goes, "That's not the answer I wanted to hear." Then don't ask him. You know, Sam now feels like so desperate. He's competing And Sam is the same person who did not like it that Nicole told him that he might have an issue. It might be difficult for him to pick her up. So it's like Sam was there super concerned that Nicole might be fat. And now all of a sudden he's like locked in on Nicole because Jasmine sent him packing. He's super fake. Anyways, moving right along, Maria tells Tom that she doesn't mind traditional roles. And Tom flips out. Tom says he wants his bitch to work. And I'm telling you, it is a new day, y'all. It is a new era. Because the fact that a man today could be like, bitch, you better be in the kitchen and on the job outside the home. It's a new precedent, really, within the past, what, 3-4 decades? Before, it's like, it was understood, you get married, wifey stays home and raises the kids. And today you got people like Tom who's like, bitch, you got to be bringing in money. And the way that he flipped out grossed me out. I hope he's wealthy. It grosses me out. Like, F you. I mean, a woman should be able to just chill at the house. And Maria had to fight really hard to backtrack and explain because she could tell that she lost him in that moment. She could tell that Tom was like, oh no, I gotta leave this. I'm out. I'm done with her. Like, Tom, you are 38 years old. Relax, bitch. I want to know why it's so important for your woman to be working. Are you broke or are you a rich snob? Like, what's your money like? Because if somebody has money, they should have enough money to support two people. And if somebody doesn't have money, then they want to have that double income. So I want to know where Tom is at. And I guess we'll find out in like when we meet the family and see their houses and shit like that, because F you, Tom. Anyways, so Maria asks Tom if he has any other connections and he says that he does. And he says that he doesn't have a number one. And there's something about him saying that he doesn't have a number one that I kind of like, because I think it's like kind of reassuring. It's basically letting her know like no one's ahead of you. And I like that. So then, but she doesn't like it, which is understandable. So Bobby and Jasmine, they are engaged and they meet and they seem to like each other. Now, Jasmine says that she usually likes tatted up bad boys, but that Bobby is so cute. And she seems like she does think he's very cute, but the YouTubers that I watch, they keep saying that they think that she doesn't like him. And honestly, I feel like Jasmine likes him or that she's trying to like him, but when I see Bobby's ears, I'm turned off. He's cute. He's sweet. He seems very sincere and genuine, but I cannot with his ears. Like, I'd be staring at Bobby's ears like they're his face. Like, I cannot. Those ears are straight up wings. There's too much going on with the ears. And Bobby, when they meet at the reveal, Bobby doesn't know how to kiss. He is pecking at her lips. Just like JP, Mr. I don't want you to wear makeup. Love is Blind, I think it was Houston did. Pecking at her fucking lips. Like, how about this? Don't get on TV if you don't know how to kiss. Like, kissing is not pecking. Kissing is not placing your lips on somebody else's lips and then shoving your head back and doing it repeatedly. Like, what is that? Like, and why do so many women allow men to kiss this way so that these men are straight up grown ass in their 30s and they just want to peck like a fucking bird? Man, I'm really cursing up a storm. Anyways, moving right along, Freddie and Catherine, they say they love each other, and I think it's at this moment that we are introduced to the ugliest ugly cry and Reed in television history. Why does Catherine take her big ass, wide ass lip and point it downward and squint her eyes and just contort her face like a fucking clown? It's, what is that? Like, how is Catherine a decent looking, like, Catherine without makeup to me is average. Catherine has a good body. Like, her good body pushes her over the scale for me. I think that she's cocky, but to me, she's nothing special. She's very average, but her body is good. So I'll give her that. But how is it that this average / decent looking woman, when she cries, she gets ugly? Ugly. Let me tell you. If I met somebody who cried like Catherine, it would be over. I'm sorry. I could, like, I'm scared of her damn face when she cries. It looks like she needs medical attention. It looks like she's, like, losing consciousness. Like, something, it looks like something is awry. What happens to this bitch's face when she cries? And why go on a show where you might cry if that's your face when you cry? Someone make memes of Catherine crying. Because there are memes of Kim Kardashian crying, and Kim Kardashian looks like a goddamn supermodel in comparison to Catherine when she cries. You know the ones I'm talking about, like, where Kim was crying really hard. I think it was about Kanye early on in the relationship. Anyways, like, Catherine's ugly cry. What? I don't want to see this dumb bitch cry again. Like, it's that bad. So, moving right along, Demi tells Ollie that she doesn't think that she's enough. She says that she has endometriosis, and Ollie uplifts her and is very supportive, and they hug each other virtually. So, here's the thing about Demi. I think that Demi is sweet and kind and fun and likable. Demi doesn't seem to believe that about herself. And what she does is she's very forthcoming with her insecurities, and that's not sexy. Telling a man that you don't think that you're enough is not sexy. And it's not something that you should tell anybody that you're dating early on. Because that type of disclosure could easily be exploited. Because you're basically waving a flag in front of their face saying, I'm insecure. If you insult me, I will take it in and believe it to be true because I already have low self-esteem. I don't think I'm enough. No, that's for your therapist. That's for your friends. It's for your family. You can't tell your man and potential future fiance that you don't think you're enough. Too many people exploit that type of information. I don't know. I feel like Demi has, like, terrible relationship history or, like, just her upbringing. Something. There are reasons why she's so insecure, but she's insecure to the point where she forgets that confidence is sexy and she's making it a self-fulfilling prophecy by saying she's not enough. That's unattractive by saying that, and that could make somebody unattracted to you. Like, it shouldn't be your partner's job to lift you up. You should feel good about yourself to begin with. So, I don't know. It's really, I hate that Demi doesn't understand that she is great. As far as endometriosis is concerned, I think it's like, I forgot the stat. A YouTuber gave the stat for how many women have it, but it's common. And there are meds for it. And there are many women today who get pregnant who have endometriosis. A lot of them need some help, but, you know, I don't know. It was just, Demi beats herself up way too much. So what I'm hoping for is that she will have a transformation by the end of this series and start to realize that she's a bad bitch. Because she is pretty. Like, anyways, moving right along, we have Jasmine telling Nicole that Sam told her the very same things that he has said to Nicole. Nicole is shocked. She don't want to listen. So then Nicole goes in the pods and asks Sam if he's there for the right reasons. Okay. Nicole is not the smartest when it comes to street smarts. She might redeem herself. That's a little foreshadowing. But she's not bright. Now, if everybody's telling you, if now two people have told you Sam is an asshole, you shouldn't be pursuing him. You need to abort mission, abandon ship. And you go to that person and ask them. The reason why that's incredibly stupid is because Nicole is asking the man this behind a wall. She cannot observe any of his body language that might suggest whether he's telling the truth or not. First of all, it's a dumb question to ask because everybody's going to say yes. Yes, I'm there for the right reasons. But second of all, you can tell when a lot of people are lying by their body language and you can't assess anybody's body language through a wall. So that makes the question even that much more pointless and silly. Like Nicole, she's naive like a child. It's kind of endearing if only it was endearing. Like, it would be endearing if only it wasn't detrimental to her dating life. Like, and I don't know. She seems gullible as shit. Makes you wonder how many people have taken advantage of Nicole just being stupid in certain ways. So then Freddie proposes with a letter. Everybody on this season, I mean, I can't remember the letter, didn't listen to it, but the second time, but everybody on this show who like writes a letter, these are writers. Like every time somebody does like a poem, a song or whatever in Love is Blind, it sounds like a second grader was behind it. But the men like Bobby is one I can remember, like they're writing like beautiful shit. Like these are gorgeous prose and P-R-O. S-E. I'm here for it, but I don't want other people to mimic this shit because it's like you either have the ability and the talent or you don't when it comes like writing out how you feel about someone. And they just, I don't know, there's certain things that Love is Blind UK has been just kind of like hitting it out of the ballpark with. So we see that So Freddie proposes and Catherine starts her ugly ass crying again. Ugh. I'm gonna have to fast forward past her ugly ass crying. Like, that's how ugly she looks. So then Sam proposes to Nicole. Nicole says yes. And Sam says when he proposes, I hope this is the only time in my life I will say this. Will you marry me? Okay. Where's the romance? Where's the details of how somebody makes you feel? Where are the reasons why you should marry Nicole? When did you fall for her? How did you fall for her? Why did you fall for her? How do you feel about her? What do you think about their future together? Like, this proposal had no romance. Like, it was one of the worst proposals, if not the worst proposal in Love is Blind history. And so Sam says to Nicole, promise me you'll kiss me every morning and every night. That's all I need. He's unwell, y'all. Like, okay, let me not be that basic. Sam was complaining that no one ever loved him when Jasmine dumped him. Why is a kiss in the morning and night so important? That's what I need to know. I think he considers like affection like that, like a measurement of how somebody feels about him. That's really problematic, bitch, because I'm not going to always be giving you a kiss in the morning and at night, morning and night. That's going to get old. I got shit to do. What you going to do for me? What are you doing for me? And there's other ways for somebody to express or to show that they care about you and to be affectionate and to reassure you. Like, why do you need that? He's like, that's all I need. So if a girl kisses you in the morning and at night and she's fucking your friends, That's all you need. He sounds like so new to dating and relationships for that to be the only thing he needs in a marriage. So then Nicole says to him, I love you. And then Sam goes, I think I love you. Trust me, it's going to be awesome. I'm going to freaking rock your world. See you in a bit. When he says, I think I love you, you see Nicole's face drop. You see Nicole feel like, seem like she realizes she made a mistake. Why did you propose to someone that you quote unquote think you love? Again, this man gives the impression that he has had no relationship history. He doesn't know what it means to be in love. You just got to kiss him twice a day. Well, Nicole, you didn't want to listen to anybody, so. And Nicole herself even said he said all of the right things. Okay. Like, you're really good at this. You're really good at Love is Blind, bitch. Like, I wonder how many seasons of Love is Blind Nicole watched. Because I don't understand why she asked freaking Sam, of all people, if Sam is there for the wrong reasons. Like, okay. So Nicole then dumps Benaiah. Benaiah is sad and he's in the men's quarters. And Sam watches him grieving. So then Sam tries to get attention on himself by detailing his proposal. The men hate Sam. So then Sam approaches Benaiah and tells Benaiah, quote, if you want to talk at any point, yeah? Like, okay, so Sam said that for the cameras. Sam, we've never seen Sam and Benaiah interacting. Now that Benaiah is dumped, Sam is offering to be his friend? For what? Who would want that? Sam only offered to be there for Benaiah. He only did that because cameras were rolling. He's so unserious and insincere. So when Sam tells the men that he's engaged, they're not happy for him. Like, they don't, like, I would love to find out why Sam is so hated in this cast. And lastly, like, notice how Sam, like, his face is definitely like a V shape. Where is the chisel jaw that I'm into? Where did it go? It's like, if they could only make a chisel jaw implant for men, they've already been making all kinds of like hair implants, calf implants. Like, somebody work on a chisel jaw implant so that I could look at someone like Sam and give that person a chance because they got their jaw fixed. All right, that's it. My eyelids are straight up heavy, so I probably should really go. Woo! You know what I gotta say? Well, I'm gonna wait until the trailer for the rest of the season airs at the end of the next episode. I'm gonna rewatch and then I'm gonna weigh in on that trailer. All right, y'all. Talk to you soon. Have a great day.